Over the next 3 weeks at our church meetings, we're going to have sort of three slots, which are basically designed to remind old-timers and brief newcomers on what we're all about as a church. I'm going to kick off with a question you'll find on your service sheets. What's Emmanuel all about? What is this church all about? Why do we exist? In some ways, the song that we have just sung reminds us why we exist. We exist because of all that Jesus has done for us. And our desire to celebrate that, our desire to live in the light of that, and our desire to share that good news with the city around us. But how are we planning to actually do that, to actually be a church that does all of that? Well, I hope you've come across this little phrase before. Our aim is to grow churches that will grow more churches to the glory of God. Our aim is to grow churches that will grow more churches to the glory of God. It's a little strapline you'll have seen on the term card and on other bits of literature that we've produced. It's a little strapline you've probably heard a number of times. And it just sort of encapsulates our desire to plant churches around this city that will point people to Jesus and help people grow more and more like him. But what in particular are those churches going to be like? What sort of churches are we hoping to plant around this city? Well, we're hoping to have churches that aren't too big. Because when a church reaches a certain size, it sort of stops functioning often as a community in which people really can be helped become more and more like Jesus. So we don't want churches to grow too big. When a church has grown too big, our aim is to plant another church pretty soon as the opportunity arises. We also don't want churches that we plant to be too busy. I'm sure we've all been to churches in the past, perhaps, where there's been so much going on that we haven't had the time to build friendships with our neighbours and with colleagues at work and to really spend time with non-Christian family members so that we can talk to them about Jesus. Here at Emmanuel, we concentrate a lot of activities on a Sunday, sometimes on a Monday, so that we have got the week free to share our lives with other people. But often people hear that and they think, oh, does that mean that the week is empty, that there's nothing that we can be doing together to share the good news of Jesus with the city around us and to help each other grow more and more like him? Well, no, there may not be many programs, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity in any given week for us to serve people. And what I'm going to do now is just take us through a bit of a standard week in the life of Emmanuel, just to give a bit of an illustration of that. So on a Sunday, we meet like this. And we meet like this, don't we, to take in God's word, to remind each other of the gospel, and to think through what it would look like to live that out in the week that lies ahead, and to think how we can support each other in living it out in the week that lies ahead. On a Monday, one of the things that we do as a church family often is deliver food that we've gathered here on a Sunday to one of the local food banks, because we want to make sure that as we talk about the love of God for this city, we also show the love of God in practical ways to the city around us. On a Tuesday, a few members of a small group might meet up just to pray over breakfast. Wanting to help and encourage each other to become more and more like Christ, wanting their friends to come to know Christ too, and so praying for their friends together. On Wednesday, a group of us meet up at 6 o'clock on a cafe on the Gloucester Road called Grounded. Our idea is to have a fun meal together, and we do that, but part of the vision behind that is to have a fun meal weekly, which we could begin to invite non-Christian friends along to, and so introduce our friends to other Christian friends, and we hope and pray the Lord Jesus too. On a Thursday morning, there's a toddlers group. It's been a great way to connect with mums and other carers in the local area. Some of them have started coming along to church meetings. As a result, some of their husbands now come along to our monthly blokes toddlers group. On any given Friday, a couple in the church perhaps might be wanting to meet up with somebody in the steering team to discuss how their choice about where to live, where to buy a house, how that might help further the cause of the gospel in Bristol. Whether if you move into that area, that would be helpful for a church planting strategy that at some stage might see a church in that area. And on a Saturday, a church family might just be inviting friends from the local neighbourhood around for a brunch, inviting their small group too, so that their Christian and non-Christian friends can meet and great conversation can get going as a result. That's often happened when that sort of mix has taken place in the past. So though at one level we don't have loads of formal meetings during the week, The idea is that through the network of relationships we have with each other and through the network of relationships we have with people beyond our church family, we're having loads of opportunities to get to know and love the Lord Jesus better and to point other people to how much we have been loved in him. And that very simply is what Emmanuel is all about. If you're new to the city, if you're just trying us out as a church this Sunday, that's what we'd ask you to join in on. If that's what you're already part of, I hope you're enjoying being part of that. And I hope you're praying that we would achieve that in God's grace to us. Let's do that now. Let's pray, and then we'll continue with our meeting. Father God, we want to thank you for everything you've given us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the vision you've given us of a church, as a church family, to keep on planting churches across North Bristol so that more and more people can come to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in your grace and mercy to us and to the city around us, may you enable that to happen. May you use us wonderfully to make that happen, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.